Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Authorities are gearing up for dip netting season in Kenai, which begins July the 10th and goes through July 31st. A personal use fishery was designated by the state for the Kenai River within the city of Kenai. Residents from across the state partake in said event, which sees dramatically increased road and foot traffic to the city of Kenai, and as a result, authorities are gearing up and working together to prepare when Alaskans take on the water. Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor told KSRM that the Kenai Fire Department, Nikiski Fire Department, and Kenai Police Department worked together during a rescue boat operator class to prepare for dip netting season.
We just want to be prepared for any events that happen out in the river or in the inlet so that we're prepared for a boat rescue, which will tie in pretty good with our triannual that we have to do a FAA full-scale drill, which will be a water rescue drill this year coming in October. So it's the perfect timing to get this class in.
Chief Pryor adds,
the patrols that we do, they're basically for the no-wake zone, where the cannery, basically where the cannery lodge is, all the way up on that bank that borders VIP subdivision, is the area of concern because it has those high banks and, of course, the property of the homeowners up there. When we have a tide that's above 20 feet, that is when we do the boat patrol. So 2 hours before till 2 hours after high tide on that, that's when we do the boat patrols to enforce the no-wake zone. And it's just a presence to be out there to make sure that boaters know on that side of the river, which is, it'd be river left, as we call it, as you're coming downriver, looking on the left side where VIP homeowners and subdivision is. That's where we don't want boaters to be going super fast, causing a wake that erodes the bank. So any tide above 20 is what we'll be patrolling for.
The Public Safety Academy graduates over 40 new law enforcement officers. For more on this story, KSRM's Matt Wilson reports.
In a graduation ceremony in Sitka, 45 new law enforcement officers received their badges on Saturday. The ceremony was closed to the public, but those that are interested can watch a video recording on the Alaska State Troopers Facebook page. Congratulations to the first class of 2022 graduating from the Alaska Law Enforcement Training Academy, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. Serving Alaskans through public safety is honorable work. I appreciate these motivated individuals who want to make Alaska a safer and better place to live. Graduating recruits completed more than 1,000 hours of training over the course of 17 weeks of basic law enforcement training. Schooling included intensive instruction in law enforcement-related topics, physical fitness, and many scenario-based exercises designed to prepare entry-level police officers and troopers for successful careers in Alaska law enforcement. These recruits should be proud of the work they have done to make it through this intensive training, said Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell. The Alaska Law Enforcement Training Academy produces some of the finest law enforcement officers in the nation. Officers from this class will be joining a proud tradition of service that protects Alaskans across our great state. Following graduation, the 20 trooper recruits will continue their training at the academy for an additional week. The trooper basic training includes tailored and advanced training in fish and wildlife investigations, boating safety, survival, commercial fisheries enforcement, search and rescue, and critical stress management. Recruits also participate in additional scenario-based trainings. Upon completion of trooper basic, recruits will move toward their first duty assignments in either Fairbanks, Soldotna, or the Batsu Valley and begin a 12-week field training and evaluation program. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.